News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the Environmental Protection Agency says water pollution and bad smells are most common breaches of our Environmental Pollution Act. And I am joined by Pamela McDonald, Programme Manager at the EPA Office of Environmental Enforcement. Good morning to you, Pamela. Cross Papers widely reported this morning that agriculture and waste industries are the worst, I suppose, offenders. That's somewhat unsurprising, is it?
It's the food and drink and waste facilities that are coming up on top of our national priority sites list. And this list is our list of sites that have the poorest compliance record. These are all sites that hold a licence from the EPA. And it means that the licence controls the emissions from the activity. And if they're not complying with that licence, there's doubt as to whether they are operating without causing pollution. So where sites have particular significant compliance issues and they're on our priority list, we target those for enforcement. But what we've seen from our food and drink and waste sites, they tend to dominate the national priority sites list and have done since 2017 when we first established this list.
Okay, so are you saying that, because as I said, the headlines in the paper are that agri and waste, but it's not agri and waste, it's food and drink and waste, it's slightly different?
Food and drink and waste, we do have two piggery sites on our 2024 national priority sites list from the agricultural sector, but we found the pattern on our list to date has been around the food and drink sites, which is your dairy plants, you know, meat processing plants and so on, and our waste sectors. They're the ones who are mostly predominant across the list since 2017.
Okay. Tell me about these odours. I don't think that a lot of people might have known that a bad smell or an odour was a breach, but you're saying it most certainly is.
It certainly is. All of our licences say that when a licensed site cannot have odours from its activity impacting on amenities beyond the site boundary. So what's really important for us is when we receive complaints from people who are living close by to a licensed site, because that gives us an idea of what's actually happening in practice in the local area, and it gives us great intelligence in order to go and investigate that odour. So it's very, very important that we get that picture, and we always act on the odour complaints received. The sooner that we find out the problem, the sooner that we can push the licensee to invest in it. But what we have noticed is that often licensees will wait until a problem happens before they'll invest in the infrastructure that's needed to deal with it. What we're really calling on sites to do now is to get ahead of it, okay, See if a piece of infrastructure isn't doing what it needs to do and replace it early.
But Pamela, what I'm hearing you saying is you want people to complain to the EPA. You want complaints about odours. You want complaints about discharges into our water systems. And you want complaints about noise. You want to hear this because this gives you an impetus to act.
Absolutely. This gives us a real on-the-ground picture of what's happening. And the sooner that we hear about the incident, the better. It gives us that chance to react in time and to find out what the patterns of the odour are. And that gives, and even what the smell is like. And that gives us a chance to really work out what the cause of that odour is and to resolve it quickly.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that this morning. That is Pamela McDonald there, Programme Manager at the EPA Office of Environmental Enforcement. And I wouldn't have thought necessarily about complaining about a smell to the EPA, but it's obviously a good idea.
It is.
Yeah.
It definitely is. And you can see why it is something they would deal with.
They investigate all of them and it gives them a reason to investigate.
Yeah.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.